We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi, Hilchos Pesukei Dezimra. We're discussing Shliach Tzibur, Siman Nun Gimel, Shtif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber said that if somebody davens, and because they want to hear their voice, they make their davening longer so that they could sing more. If it's because they think that their singing makes a Kaddish Baruch Hu happier, so then that's great. V'usha Yisbal Chavid Rosh, Om Be'im of the Year, as long as he stands there with awe. Avali Mechavin Lashmiya Kolo V'samech B'Kolo Harezim Aguna. But if he's doing it because he wants to hear himself sing, and it's more from a gaiva point of view, so then that is very bad. Says the Mechaber, even if he's doing it because he wants to praise Hashem more, if he really makes the tefillah very long, so then that's bad, because tirchadetzibure causes the tzibur to be in pain, uncomfortable, and frustrated in their davening. The Amtel Shlomo says, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, that one is not allowed to make davening longer unless the Kahal allows it, even on Shabbos and Yontif. And even if the Kahal allows it, if you lengthen it a lot, make it really long, then even that is going to be a problem. The Mishnah Berurah also writes that if you have two Chazanim who are equal, then we would say a Kohen will come before a Levi, and a Levi will come before Yisrael, a Talmud Chacham will come before an Am Haaretz. However, this is an important point when it comes to our shuls on Shabbos and Yontif to realize that one should not make the davening so long. If it's a very nice voice and that's a crowd that enjoys it, maybe they can be mocha, but otherwise, shalom baratzon akal, one should not lengthen the tefillah. Sif Yud Beis, Ein Memanen Misha Kori La'afen Einen, Ula Einen Alfen, one who should not be appointed as a shulich tzibur, assumingly a shulich tzibur kavua, if he's being memanen, appointed as a shulich tzibur who's going to be a set, a shliach tzibur, if he says aleph instead of ayin and ayin instead of aleph. Mishnah Berurah explains that the ayin is a bit stronger than the aleph, so if one doesn't pronounce it that way, then they should not be the shliach tzibur for that community. But if that's the way everybody speaks, then it is going to be okay. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's true for anybody who is unable to say the words appropriately, such as if he has a lisp or something of that nature, it's better for him not to be the permanent shliach tzibur. If it's a cry, so maybe there'd be more room to be makel, even then it's questionable. But for sure, to be the shliach tzibur kavua, if he has a lisp or something like that and it's hard for him to say the words, then he should not be appointed as such. If you're daven with svard in an Ashkenaz place with a tuf and a suf or an o and an ah, it's a machlokas whether it is appropriate for the Ashkenaz to daven in the Svard, whether he should be davening with the Svard pronunciation or not, and one should consult a posek on how they should behave if they are in that situation. There was a situation where if you are the only one who's able to daven, so then of course we would say that it would be okay for you to daven even with the different tuf or suf. Sif Yud Gimel Pocheach V'Misha Bigdo Karu Zrosa Megulim Lo Yer Lifnei Ateva, one who's clothing is ripped, should not go to daven for the Amud. The Mishnah Berurah says that even as long as his shoulders cannot be uncovered, that is a problem. So therefore, in most situations, they're going to be okay. As long as the Shulich Tzibur isn't wearing a tank top, it's going to be okay for him to daven. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that it doesn't mean his shoulders need to be covered. It means his arms need to be covered above the, and his elbows need to be covered. Below the elbow will be okay, but the elbow needs to be covered. So someone wearing a short sleeve t-shirt should really put on a jacket, according to the Aruch HaShulchan. So if you have a choice, obviously you shouldn't embarrass someone. If somebody goes up there and they're wearing a t-shirt, you shouldn't embarrass them, or a short sleeve polo, shouldn't embarrass them and tell them they're not allowed to daven, because after all, they have the Aruch HaShulchan to rely on. They have the Mishnah Berurah to rely on, so it'll be okay. But if you're choosing and all else is equal, then you should choose someone who has their elbows covered. And this is why in many shuls, the minhag is to wear a jacket when they go up to the Amud, just in case they are wearing a short sleeve shirt, they won't have this problem. Sif Yud Dalet, Suma Yorid Lifnei HaTeva, Uvad Shalei Yikra B'Torah Mishum Doran Shebichtav Yatar Shel Amar Ba'al Peh. A blind person is allowed to daven for the Amud as long as he doesn't say something which is like reading from the Torah, because we have a rule that which is written is not allowed to be said by heart, as we saw earlier, that the only exceptions would be something which is Shagur B'Fiv, which everybody knows, or if it's something which you are not being Yotze Motzi somebody else. So here, if he would be being Motzi somebody else with Kriyas HaTorah, then it will be prohibited. But Stam, for a blind person to daven for the Amud, since we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Rabbanan, as the Mishnah Berurah says, we paskin like the Rabbanan that Asuma is chayv in all mitzvos, therefore he is able to daven for the Amud. The Mishnah Berurah says that somebody who is unable to hear, if somebody can't hear at all, Rabbi Kiva Eger is deaf, entirely. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that he should not be shliach tzibur because we have a rule that you need to be lechatchila, one should be mashmiya la'azno. He needs to hear that which he davens. And even though b'diyeved, if you're not mashmiya la'azno, you are still yotze, since lechatchila it's required, you can't be motzi others on this lechatchila level if you yourself can't hear. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say elsewhere that if he's able to hear if you scream really loud, so then that would be okay, even if he's not screaming really, really loud, because of kol haroi labila ein vila ma'akevas bo, that as long as the potential is there for him to hear, even if you would have to scream really loud, if you don't scream really loud, it is going to be okay. Sivta zayin, misha eino sivta zvav, shaliach tzibur kavua yori lifnei ateva me'atzmo, velo yamtim she yomru lo. Shaliach tzibur who he is appointed to daven for the Amud regularly. He does not need to wait for someone to tell him to go up there. He is allowed to go up there himself, as we'll see, because he's appointed to. So as opposed to what we'll see in the next sif, that one who is not kavua to daven for the Amud, when asked to, should deny.